Oh, well, look what the cat tracked in. Here, I saved a spot at the bar for you. Ordered your favorite drink for you, too. It is still your favorite, isn't it? Good. No need to pay me back. It's a gift for an old friend. You wouldn't believe the amount of people I had to fend from sitting next to me. So many women wanting to buy me a drink. I told them no, not tonight. I was waiting for someone special. So you've been doing well for yourself, I see. I don't know what I expected, but you certainly look more gorgeous than I remember. That tight dress is very becoming on you. What's it been? 5 months? A year? Already? Time flies. Well, of course I look good. I'm not allergic to serving like some people. Oh, so you still watch my story? Yes, I did start a new job. Work from home. Not a permanent position, hopefully, but it'll do for now while I look for something else. And what about you? Same job as before. Well, beggars can't be choosers, I suppose. As long as you're happy with your lifestyle, who's to judge? I'm just teasing. You know I like my little jokes. Am I seeing anyone? All these questions. Are you being polite, or are you trying to ascertain something specific for your own nefarious purposes? If I had anything to hide, I wouldn't have come. To answer your question, I see many people. I'm seeing you now right in front of me, aren't I? But if you're asking whether I'm in a relationship, I'm decidedly single. Commitment isn't for me, I'm afraid. I'd rather have my fun with whomever I choose, no strings attached. What about you? Surely you have a new girlfriend waiting for you after this is over. What does she think about you seeing me again, I wonder? You don't? Well, color me shocked. I would have thought the women would be fighting over you the way you're dripping with all this sex appeal. It's enough to make something else drip too. Still quick to blush at innuendo. New clothes, makeup, and hair. But same you. You know, I was awfully surprised when I got your text the other day. Was going about my business as usual when I see that bittersweetly familiar name flash on my phone screen. Even more pleasantly surprised when I read you wanted to meet up again at our favorite bar. It was past midnight when you sent that message. Thinking about little old me in the lonely hours of the night. You really know how to make a girl feel flattered. How could I say no to you? I'm not gonna lie, I was expecting you to come in meek, unnoticeable, the way I remember you. But look at you now. Did you come here to prove a point? Show me your glow up, how you're thriving without me? Or better yet, you want me to lay eyes on how sexy you look in that tiny little dress and desire you all over again. Make me realize the error of my ways and come back to you like nothing ever happened. And the look on your face. You always were an open book. Flinching a little at my hand coming to rest on your exposed thigh. I can practically hear your heartbeat from here. What if I told you that I'm turned on just looking at you? I didn't realize how much I missed you until you walked in and took my breath away. I can't stop thinking about how good you used to be for me. How perfectly submissive you were to my every whim. Stroking your leg just a bit higher, my fingers surreptitiously moving under the hem of your dress, closer to your heat. Is this moving too fast for you? No. So this is what you wanted, isn't it, you little seductress? I know we only just got here, but I can't help it. You're far too tempting. And I can feel under your dress, the further my hand slides up your inner thigh, that you want this just as much. You had to know things would end up this way when you asked me here. So, my new apartment is just down the road from here. Why don't we get out of here and reacquaint ourselves somewhere more private? Well, here's my apartment. Come on in. It's nothing fancy, no, but it suits me just fine. Now, do you really want to spend precious minutes on small talk, or do you want to put our mouths to another task? That's what I thought. Get over here. You're a dirty girl, grinding on my leg while kissing me. I see you can't change how depraved you are. Let's unzip this tight little dress. Get this bra off. I love kneading a woman's bare fucking tits. Yeah, you like when I pinch your stiff nipples? Well, my tongue is down your throat. Your needy thigh humping is making me so fucking horny. God, stop. Get on your knees and wait quietly while I get my strap from the bedside table. Make this reunion a little bit more exciting. No resistance from you at all. Good girl. You're staring with razor focus as I attach the harness around my hips. Have you been daydreaming about this scenario, you naughty girl? You want me to throw you on my bed and fuck you the way you always liked? You used to love how rough I was. I bet you crave it. Masturbate in your room thinking about it to this day. Yeah? Then prove how much you want it and get it ready for you. Yeah, that's it. Wrap those sexy lips around your ex-girlfriend's cock. Fuck. Good girl. Bob your head on it. Make it shine with your spit. You're so eager to impress me, but you're still struggling to take it deeper. It's actually so hot watching your valiant attempt to blow me. Let me help you push down on your head. There you go. Gag on it. Fuck, that's the shit I like to hear. I love how submissive you are, baby. You're being so good for me. Yes. That's it. Look up at me with that glazed expression. Mm. Yeah, good girl. Take it. All right, that's enough. Follow me. Now get on the bed, on all fours, and face the wall. Good girl. You got my cock nice and lubricated, all ready for your juicy pussy. Let me pull aside your panties and just... Do you feel it rubbing against you down there? Sliding between your folds, the head brushing on your clit. You're so wet, you probably didn't need to suck this strap at all. But I enjoyed watching it. You always were my favorite cocksucker. Oh, it's inside you, stretching your hole so wide. Did you miss this? I gotta say, I miss this pussy too. That's my good bitch, crawling back to me even after all this time, because you just can't get enough. No rebuttal, I see. You just want me to go harder. Beg. You know what I like to hear. Fuck yes. I love the way you call me daddy. Scream into the pillow while I rot you. Good fucking bitch. Take daddy's cock, you little whore. Hooking up with your ex. Oh, doesn't that make you feel so hot and dirty? Are you getting close? Want me to make you come? Lift up your hips. There you go. Yeah, you like daddy fanning her fingers over your clit while she fucks you from behind. Oh yeah. Bite the pillow while you come on my cock. Oh yeah. Oh, you still orgasm loud as fuck. Oh yeah. Oh, writhing around like that. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You always were a great lay. Well, this was a fun little diversion. It's not gonna happen again, but I can't say I'm all that upset we did it. I'll call an Uber for you. Well, yes, you heard me. I don't know what you want me to say. You listened to me talk about how I'm not interested in commitment, and you still leapt at the chance to fuck me again. That's not on me. Oh, so all you wanted was to talk, to get closure, and I seduced you. I see. So that's the story you're going with. I'm going to say this now because I did care about you once, as much as someone like me can care about anyone. You want closure? Here's your closure. I don't regret what happened with us before. How it ended. It was for the best. And before I continue, I'm not saying any of this to take some moral high ground or pretend being the voice of reason. I just think you probably need to hear this from somebody you might actually listen to. You were too good to be ruined by someone like me. The more time I spent with you, the more I knew that to be true. And even that couldn't stop me from hurting you. It's just what I do. I am not a good person. If I were, I wouldn't have taken you home and fucked you for the hell of it, even if that's what you wanted. Especially because that's what you wanted. See, that's the thing. I have no self-control. Conscience. Oh, it's there, but I ignore it. Is it selfish of me? Sure. But I don't give a fuck, because I do what I want. That's how I've always operated, sweetheart. And you know that, deep down. This, what you're doing, it's beneath you. You're not the hooking up type, and we both know it. Clinging to what we had, going out of your way to rekindle something with me, it's not worth your time. You shouldn't be hung up on me because, quite frankly, I'm not losing any sleep over you or what I did to you at all. I don't have that capability. There's something in me that's fucked, and that's not your problem. It's mine. I've got to deal with my shit. You like to fix people, I get it. That's what attracted you to me in the first place. But I don't want that from you. I never did. No, you don't miss me. You miss the memory of me. The idea of me. That's all. You need to give up on me. Find someone who can love you the way you ought to be loved. Completely, fully. I'm not that person. Even now I've led you on, making you think this ploy of yours would work. All because I was bored. Is that really someone you want? You'll settle for someone who hurt you, who keeps hurting you, just because you think that's all you're worth. Don't be so pathetic. You're smarter than that. You know, one day you'll inevitably wake up next to someone who cares about you, and you'll barely remember why you ever misplaced your love and put it towards me. I did get that Uber for you, by the way. My app just pinged that it should be here soon. So, get dressed and ready to go. No need to pay me back, it's fine. I owe you this much. Don't try to text me or meet with me after tonight. In fact, lose my number and block me, just in case I'm the one who slips up and tries to message you. That's the sort of shit I do, even after saying all this, now that I know you still have that weakness for me. Make it so that I'm out of your life for good after tonight. Got it? And thank you. Until the end, despite everything I put you through, you believed in me the whole time we dated, in a way no one else has. Even though it was misplaced, that belief, well, it made me happy. That's all I can give you. Goodbye.